At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. loving the rainfall that Texas has gotten. There are some that are bemoaning the impact to dove season. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the positive impact to the teal season that is opening this weekend. And also get some shooting tips from good friend, Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor and owner of MG Arms, Kerry O'Day. Kerry and I are going to be kicking things around. Just situational shooting, signs of the time, what to do when you're looking for ammunition instead of that selection that we used to have and buy several to find out what your rifle digests best. Now, you buy whatever the heck's available. I mean, you know, you got to have some bullets to go in the long rifle. Plus, we've got the latest. Bob's going to enjoy this. The latest from both the Old Farmer's Almanac and the Farmer's Almanac, predicting the upcoming winter that the country as well as Texas will have. So we've got a big show headed your way. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend, and we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Again, just the beat of craziness goes on, and that's about the only way that this can be described. Looking at some great weather that we've had, the rainfall that's been much needed. But, you know, you just can't please some people. They're going, yeah, but it scattered all the birds, all the doves, you know. Well, yes, it did. But it also refills some of the back sloughs and bios for the teal season that's opening this weekend. And kind of interesting. We'll give you more on the weather-related impact to hunting later in the show. Do have some news for you. I want to let you know that the August 2022 adjusted national instant criminal background check has a figure of 1,286,816. That's a decrease of 3.1% compared to August 2021 that had 1,328,518. Biggest thing is folks are choosing their gun rights literally by the millions each month, while gun control politicians talk only of efforts to deprive them of their constitutional right. Says National Shooting Sports Foundation's Mark Olivia, they're voting with their wallets. Politicians would be wise to heed the will of the Americans lawfully exercise their constitutional rights, and instead of focusing their efforts on locking up criminals that misuse firearms. It's real simple. We don't need more laws. We just need to not defund the police. We need to put criminals in jail and elect judges that will provide the strictest of sentencing. That's the reason why the criminal justice system was set up, were the penalties as a deterrent, and if they know that they're going to walk or be out on bail that, you know, is ridiculous, they're back on the, you know, they're back on the street and doing harm once again. Here in the Lone Star State, as we mentioned, as you listen to us, teal season has opened in Texas, and hunters are going to have multiple options to harvest birds thanks to improved conditions from recent storms. Kevin Cray, waterfowl program leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife, says recent rains have provided a much-needed boost to habitat conditions heading into opening day. So I'm expecting a fair teal season this year. I don't know why government people do things like this, but for example, blue-winged teal, which are one of the first ducks to fly south, their numbers are up, according to the Fish and Wildlife Service, by 19%. 19%. So fair season, you know, even in a great year, depends on where you hunt. Hunt where the birds are, and you're going to have a good shoot. Also, just a reminder, dove season's going on. Make sure if you're going to hunt teal that you have nothing but non-toxic or steel shot in your shot shell bag. Do not have any of the lead shot that you're going to use for dove. If you do, and one of our friendly game wardens comes up and says, hi, oh, I'm going to write you a citation. Just understand it's your oversight that is creating that opportunity for him to issue you a citation. Don't do it. Chronic wasting disease has been discovered at a deer breeding facility in Gillespie County. After the mortality of a white-tailed deer on the premises was identified, tissue samples from the one-year-old buck was submitted by the deer breeding facility, and it was confirmed CWD tissue back on August 30th. Again, nobody knows where it started. They surmise. There are limitations as to what are happening and are not happening, not only in Texas, but around the country. I think back to a story I did in the August 2018 issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, and this was shortly after the governor of Wisconsin, the Republican governor, came in and said, you're going to have to high fence. You have a high fence. Now you're going to have to put a barrier fence inside to keep the deer on the inside from nuzzling with the deer on the outside, or the deer on the outside from nuzzling with the deer on the inside. if you're going to control it, it's what you're going to have to do. Here's something that has always intrigued me. For you really smart, agile, super athletic type people, be a game warden. Texas Parks and Wildlife is accepting applicants for its 66th Texas Game Warden Cadet Class. Just an extremely proud tradition. To be accepted, applicants must be 21 years old. And oh, the applications are they'll accept through the end of this month of September, with a bachelor's degree from an accredited college. And you can go online to the Texas Game Warden Recruitment webpage for more information. But then you go to Hamilton, Texas, to the Game Warden Training Center for a 33-week training period set to begin October 2023. That is really cool. And I can't remember the number of people each year that apply, but it's thousands. And only just a handful, and I'm talking about maybe, I think the class are 60, 70 wardens. It's amazing the scrutiny that that those cadets go through. And when I say the best of the best, that's what we're looking at. Mentioned in the program, and Bob gets excited when I mention this, the Old Farmer's Almanac and the Farmer's Almanac have come out with their forecast for the 2022-2023 winter weather forecast. And of course, you know, the country is strangely divided looking at their map from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Of course, Texas, as the only state that has three different forecast screenings, because we're Texas. I mean, we're big, okay? In the northern part, say from the tip of the panhandle down through northeast Texas, down to about just north of College Station, and then over to the New Mexico border, cold and snowy is a prediction. Then for the Gulf Coast portion of the state, the entire state, as well as the rest of the South, it's going to be cold and dry. And then over in the Trans-Pecos region, just go from the corner, the southeast corner of New Mexico, and then run it down to, just east of Big Bend, and it's going to be mild and dry. For you people thinking about skiing, particularly if you're thinking of going to Utah or someplace out west, Reno, things of that nature, it's going to be mild and wet. So I'm not sure what that's going to mean for skiing. All right. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, got the outdoor report. Best bets. No, we're not going to do on or off the road because Harold's not here.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You know what, folks? You should be real happy that Bob Vance is our producer, because he's looking out for you. You know, particularly when I'm flying solo, he's going, so on the weather forecast, is that for the whole winter? Or, you know, what is it? He wants more details. Bob, asking more details for, you know, from the Old Farmer's Almanac, which is, we need to keep this. We need to archive this show.
You're just so interesting.
It's so interesting. And the coldest part of the year for Texas is going to be mid-January through mid-February. Okay? So, but then I go look at the AccuWeather forecast, the extended forecast, and we may not have that extended Indian summer that we're used to. It looks like it's going to start cooling down in November and on into December. So we shall see. All right, what I need to do is let you know that this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And as we've been mentioning for several weeks, according to Clifford Cheadle, there is more and more product being released literally every week. Inventory is ever-changing. New opportunities. Competitive pricing is making some of this equipment more affordable. What you need to do is you can try to figure it out for yourself, but that ain't going to happen. Not unless you're really, really experienced. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com. Then give them a call at 832-827-4574. It is dove season. It is teal season. You're going to the lease. You know that already. And, hey, at night, gives you something to do. Even during deer season, you can go out and hunt pigs at night. Just do yourself a favor and make sure that you know who your game warden is. Get his phone number or her phone number and call him when you're going out and go, hey, this is Bill. We're going to go do a little night hunting with some thermal equipment that we got from Third Coast Thermal, and just want to let you know that anything that you may see, lights, etc., it's us wandering around looking for pigs. All right? Okay, that's the way to do that, and they will be so appreciative. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, are rated as good. Wednesday slips to fair, with Thursday plunging to poor. Friday and next Saturday are two more fair days. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have adjusted further, with game most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. A major time shift occurs on Friday and next Saturday and Sunday. Look for game to begin actively feeding from well before sunrise and continue to forage until mid-morning. This Saturday, September 10, we have a full moon. By next Saturday, September 17, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday each will have a double tide schedule. Friday has a single low tide as the only tide of the day. Next Saturday and Sunday will have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. Staying on the coast, Bob made a comment earlier that it seems like it's getting a little cooler, and that's even true on the coast. We've seen water temperatures continuing to drop. They were up, you know, above 90 degrees, but from Calcasieu all the way down to Isabel, we're looking at lower mid 80s, and that's going to drop off even more because we've got some cooler weather headed our way during this month of September. North wind blows, water's pushed out of the marsh, you know the drill. Baits pushed out of the marsh area, birds are working. That's a good indicator, say, from Matagorda on up to Galveston and Sabine, Lake Calcasieu, Chase of Birds. Great time. Great fun. Redfish are schooling, and they're very, very active. Lots of good fish are being caught. Big trout at Packery. Big schools of redfish that are already hanging around the jetties. Good opportunity to go out there and fish. Bob asked another question. What happened to the CCA Star Tournament? Well, really no change from last week's report, and we're waiting on the polygraph to certify folks. And as soon as everybody's certified, then we'll give you the final wrap-up as it stands. But, of course, as we know, CCA Star Tournament concluded at 5 o'clock on Labor Day, Monday. All right, let's move to the East Texas Lakes, where caddo has come up close to a foot. But caution is still advised when you're out navigating. Bass are good on top waters early in the morning in the lee pads and grass in the shade of the river as the sun comes up. Conroe, black bass are schooling in 9 to 22 feet of water with an average of 2 to 3.5 pounds. Nice fish there. You know, have yourself a big old fish fry. Fork, we've got flooded grass can be seen throughout the lake. The lake is currently 5.5 feet low and still on the rise. Bass have started to get near the new grass and can be caught on topwaters, chatterbaits, and minus one type baits with shad patterns the most effective. Livingston, look for the water clarity to be muddy and flooding conditions on the north end because of the freshwater runoff coming out of North Texas. White bass are good to excellent with topwater schooling action and then jigging with slabs on points and humps. Sam Rayburn, bass are good early and late in the day off points and creeks. The bass are starting to transition to a fall pattern, moving to creek channels, pockets, feeding up for winter. Sound like some fun fishing there. Toledo Bend, water level 168, even with two generators running. Water temperature at the dam 77 to 79 degrees, with surface temperature around 79. The back feeder creeks are starting to clear a little this week. Black bass are just starting to get into their winter transition as the aquatic grasses start to discolor. Limestone, largemouth bass are good in 2 to 14 feet of water. Around docks and points, using Texas or Carolina rigs, crankbaits, and topwater frogs. Palestine, crappie are good in brush piles, 16 feet of water. Biting silver with chartreuse tail jigs. Catfish are great, pitching under docks with chicken livers and hearts or on baited holds. And you thought boat docks were only good for catching bass. No, catfish are going to go to the shade too. Tewakanee. Lake Tewakanee continues to fish good. As the summer pattern comes to an end, hybrid stripers and white bass have become active in the lake in several different areas, sometimes feeding under birds, other times feeding deep. So, and they're feeding deep, look in water 12 to 24 foot deep. Texoma, the next few weeks, the birds will start working the fish. Striped bass are good early in the morning on topwaters, then chasing big schools in the middle of the lake and in the river with slabs. Afternoon trips have been better than the morning trips. For all y'all that don't like to get up early, that's a great trip. So you can sleep in. All right, Amistad. It's up 12.5 feet compared to 1 month ago. It's at 39.3% of capacity compared to 31% 1 month ago. The Diablo East ramp is open. Bass are being caught on topwater baits in the morning, moving to the hydrilla when the sun is up, using punch rigs and jigs. Choke Canyon, bass are really good in shallow water, around grass using buzz bait and weightless flukes. In 3 to 9 feet of water along the grass walls with off-colored water, throw chartreuse, chatterbaits and spinnerbaits and Texas rig plastics. Falcon, up 6.5 feet. For all of our friends down the valley, water's coming up. And the more that Amistad comes up, Falcon's going to be coming up some too. They've got to release water downstream. So that's a good thing. Bass fishing's good, shallow in the recent submerged vegetation with spinnerbaits, lipless crankbaits, and chatterbaits. All right. To Brownwood, where bass are excellent to 4.5 pounds on jigs, shaky heads, and topwater baits. fished around docks and areas with brush in 2 to 10 feet of water. Coleman, crappie are good with jigs or minnows around brush piles. Hybrid stripers are good on imitation baits. They're chasing bait fish all over the lake. Bass are good with fish to 6 pounds. Ivy, turn back on. Fishing similar and the water is slightly stained after the recent rains. White bass are great with live bait and crankbait. Crappie are good with jigs and minnows. Largemouth bass are good in 8 to 18 feet of water over grass with topwaters and crankbaits. Meredith, this is just a fun lake to give a report because it's got such a variety. Bass are good in shallows on minnows and artificial baits. Crappie are excellent in 5 to 30 feet of water on minnows, jigs, and grubs. Females are being caught with eggs in them. And walleye, yes, he did say walleye, are excellent with limits coming on minnows, crawlers, crankbaits, grubs, and other artificial. To the hill country, where Lake Brady, white bass are good, scolding all over the lake, biting on crankbaits and topwaters. Buchanan, largemouth can be caught around rock piles and shallow vegetation on topwaters, and also fish in 10 foot of water, crankbaits and square bills or soft plastics. Canyon, black bass are good near hydrilla with topwater lures. Silver in color or silver and black or bone, use watermelon colored worms. Main Lake points and brush in 12 to 18 feet of water using Carolina or Texas rig pumpkin worms. LBJ, bass are good with frogs, cinco's, flukes around grass and in brush piles in 8 to 12 feet of water. Then we've got Travis, where bass are good off points in the back of creeks, off of bluff walls with spinnerbaits and chatterbaits. And visibility is less than 2 feet after all the rain, so the bite is active. On the hunting scene, well, we did our countdown through the summer, and y'all know that hunting seasons have arrived. Got a report from Central Texas from Ryan Gardner, the head honcho at 24 Outfitters. And last Thursday through Sunday, the Abilene and Ballinger area probably had 10 inches of rain. Many fields are not accessible. We go from dry earthen cracks, you know, that you could lose a vehicle in, you know, to now it's not, they're not accessible. But Thursday through last Sunday, 3.5 inches of rain fell. Good numbers of birds all over the place, but they're spread out. No concentration. The best hunting is on winter wheat fields that have not been touched since planting and around feedlots. But you have to be 500 yards or more away. He said there's no real pattern, water and food everywhere. Some hunters got limits. Most did not. They should have practiced more. We tell you that all the time, okay? But most ended up with 6 to 10 birds a day, which for most people, that's a decent shoot. He said, the rain killed us. Wish it would have not rained for the hunters, but the farmers really needed it. That's for sure. All right, just a reminder, dove season in the North Zone will go through November 13th. Central Zone will run through October 30th. We've got, this is the last weekend for the special white-winged dove days in the South Zone. The regular South Zone dove season is going to open September 14. I mentioned to you that the early teal season has opened this weekend and runs through the 25th. Same thing for the gallinule, rail, and moorhens, the 10th through the 25th. And in the eastern zone, the Canada goose-only season is taking place. For all of y'all that want to go tangle with an alligator, that season's opening this weekend and runs through the 30th, but that's by special permit only, okay? I'm at the end of the page. So that means we're going to take a break. When we come back, Kerry O'Day, MG Arms, TOJ shooting editor, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salinar and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend, and you're listening to the number one outdoor radio show in Texas or the South for 30 years. 30 years. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend, especially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife. At the hunting shows that we exhibited this summer, great questions from folks, and I had people come up and go, oh, you know, I don't have a real big place. I've only got about 300 acres. But I'm surrounded by bigger ranches, okay? Put Fortified Cottonseed out. Give them what the other places may not be giving. You've heard about setting up sanctuary areas. You can monitor what's going on your property and where your hunters are hunting and what your harvest is going to be. Give them Fortified Cottonseed, all right? You do know that during the rut that is just around the corner, a buck is going to lose 25% of its body weight. During that rut, it's going to need to replenish it to go through this cold winter that the old Farmer's Almanac is predicting. Put Fortified Cottonseed out. Go to Tractor Supply, pick you up some. Go to their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com. Become familiar with this great product. It's got a vitamin package that nobody else is offering that gives the animals what Mother Nature does not naturally give. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And if you got a bigger ranch, Fortified Cottonseed has some big trucks, and they'll bring it to you, okay? All right. Hey, our guest today, I don't know. You know, you try to compliment a friend and talk about how much you learn, and then all of a sudden ego's, you know, just going on and on. And I did a story back in the August issue on a Savage rifle, looking for an accurate rifle. Kerry puts it together for me. He takes care of me. I've relied on him for years. It's the reason why he's a shooting editor for Texas Outdoors Journal and one of the highly revered gun makers in the country at MG Arms, their website, mgarmsinc.com. Kerry, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Guess what? We got the show to ourselves. Harold's not here.
I mean, how is it possible that you can do a show without Harold. I can't believe it.
Oh, I'm ad-libbing. I'm filling in for him. You know, I'm during breaks raising Cain, you know, that my stopwatch is not working, you know, things of this nature, you know. So
I know. He's going to – where is he, by the way? He must be out hunting or doing something really exciting, you know. So.
This is foreign turf, as far as I know, for Harold Gunn. He's actually doing a social project in Mexico. Harold is giving of himself, you know.
Hey, I don't. Well, we'll have to discuss all that off the air.
Okay, know, so. We will do that. Hey, was talking about some of the great questions that came up during all of the hunting shows started in late July down in McAllen, then the Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio stops for the Hunter's Extravaganza. People coming up asking questions. And some of them I've kind of thrown your way, you know, just in our casual conversations that we have, but I thought we'd share maybe your answers and insight with our listeners. And one of them is an individual was going to be hunting not only in Texas, but is going to do a rifle hunt in the high country and is concerned about allowing for hunting from an elevated position. And then they followed it up and said, wait a minute, I've got some really tall towers in Texas that I deer hunt from. Do I need to compensate for that elevation? What do you say?
Well, if they're a high tower and they're shooting close range, it could be as much as 15 or 20 degrees. Yes. But at, let's say, 400 yards where most of your Sendero go out to, right, you're probably shooting less than 10 degrees. It's not going to make much difference. Now, where it makes huge difference is if you're shooting uphill, like a rocky outcrop for a goat or a sheep.
Right.
15 to 50 degrees, oh my goodness. Because what you're going to see is from where you're shooting to where the animal is, maybe 400 yards. But if you're going to straighten it out straight, it may only be 200 yards.
Hmm.
So what you're actually, your bullet is seeing is the 200 yards, not the 400 yards, as far as drop goes.
Okay. How do you practice for something like that other than being in an elevated position or going to a school or going to a long-range shooting facility that has those plates out at longer distances?
Yeah, it's really tough. You know, you can run calculations. You can put it on your stock. You can put it in your mind. There are some scopes which will actually correct for that now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of your higher dollar scopes, you know, some of the X5 Swarovski, some of the Night Force scopes. So if you've got an extra $3,000 or $4,000, the scope is going to tell you what the true distance is if you're shooting flat. So let's say you're shooting at a 40 degree angle and it's saying distance is 340 yards. But it's also saying it's only 205 yards. So what you hold on is 205 yards.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program, so we need to take a break. If you would, Kerry, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Kerry O'Day's MG Arms right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm marketing and operations specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you've become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at PlotSpike.com. Pure, premium, proven PlotSpike.
PlotSpike is available at Tractor Supply.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal shooting editor and the owner of MG Arms, Kerry O'Day. All right, Kerry, another... This one really, really made me laugh, this question coming in. Not because it was a stupid question, but it just reflects a sign of the time. Someone came up and said, okay, we all know that we ought to find different ammunition and find out what our rifle digests best. But that availability of ammunition is not there. I buy what's available. How do I compensate whether or not it's going to be the best for this rifle? What do you say?
I wish I had a good answer for that. I was in Academy the other day. I needed some 30-30 shells to test the gun. Carter's had zero. Academy had one type, and it was a brand I'd never, ever heard of, something from, you know, overseas. So that's what I had to do. Thank goodness I wasn't shooting for accuracy, because that particular round in this 30-30, even at my 50-yard range, was gripping about 4 inches. So it wasn't worth a darn. But, you know, Federal has got some good ammunition out there now. They've got the Atlanta plant. The Remington Atlanta plant is working. So you're starting to see more ammunition show up. And Hornaday has helped us a great deal. Winchester, I haven't seen a Winchester round other than 9mm or .223, you know, for almost 2 years now. They're trying to cover all of the military context. But, you know, what you're asking is, you know, almost impossible. You're going to see some of the foreign stuff out there. Mm-hmm. You're going to see a little bit of Hornady. You're going to see a little bit of the Federal. And you're just going to make your best guess. I mean, people have been shooting, you know, 180 grain Federal Supreme with A-frame bullets. You're not going to find that right now.
All right. Here's a little tip for you. At the San Antone Hunters Extravaganza, I met a new field rep for Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
I saw he came up, introduced himself, handed me a card, and I went, Winchester? I said, Winchester, are you serious? And he started laughing. He goes, no. He goes, yeah. He said, we're looking to, you know, we're going to be doing some things. So that may become, you know, another opportunity.
That's a big difference, because they've strictly worked through distributors before. They've never had field reps, period.
Right. Well, you know, it's a different world. I mean, the pandemic, you know, certainly, you know, changed the way a lot of us did, you know, do business. We'll just have to see. All right. Headshot versus behind the shoulder shot. You know, I've always done the behind the shoulder. I've not been a fan of the headshot, neck shot. You know, I'm a very confident shooter, but still, there's human error. What's your preference?
You know, I'm going to shoot him behind the shoulder, because that head is constantly moving. Now, there is one way to practice this. If you've got an area where you can set up a balloon on a stake at 100 yards.
Ah, okay.
The balloon is going to wiggle and move all the time.
Sure.
And so that's like taking a headshot. You know, are you going to shoot? Boy, dang, the balloon didn't pop. Boom. Well, it popped that time. So how many times out of 10 are you going to pop the balloon?
There you go.
And that's the same thing with doing a headshot.
All right. Well, we're talking about movement, target movement. How do you, you know, it used to be get a tire and roll it down a hill with a target in the middle. You go to some of these facilities and they've got the automated, the track-driven, you know, moving targets.
A lot of those are doing that now,
Yeah. What's can the normal person do? Anything? Or, again, do you have a floating balloon that you can shoot at?
No, unless you put it in water with a little bit of sand in it and watch the waves push it over, but it never pushes it fast enough. An average animal is going to go between 12 and 18 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So at 200 yards, that's not a big difference. It's only about 4 inches difference that you've got to hold in front of them.
Right.
The other thing I always teach people is never, ever hold on air. Always hold on hair. So if you're trying to get in front of that animal, is it really 4 inches in front or is it 12 inches in front?
Okay.
But if you hold on to the breast of it or onto the neck of the animal, you know, the front of the neck, you're going to definitely be moving, you know, with an animal moving, you're definitely going to be able to drop that bullet into where you want.
All right. If an animal's moving and you kind of know the size of the animal and how much you want to hold in, you know, in inches, are you better to swing as if you were using a shotgun or pick your target? And let's say it's behind the ear, but, you know, in line with that behind the shoulder. When your vertical crosshair passes that point, that's where you squeeze the trigger. You know, you've got a little bit of a human delay, you know, in response. But holding on a point or moving with the animal, what's your preference?
Well, it's not like bird hunting with a shotgun. The animals are never moving that fast. Unless they're running, then you shouldn't be shooting at them anyway.
There you go.
But an animal that is walking, what I try to do is if it's 250 or 300 yards and it's walking, you know, away from me or to the side of me, I will hold on the breastbone right in the very front of the animal,
mm-hmm.
and keep moving with it until my crosshairs are exactly where I want, pull the trigger, and that bullet is going to go back about 4 to 6 inches.
There you go. Okay, and break the shoulder down, and you got an animal.
That's right.
Okay.
And that works every single time.
All right. I know that y'all are absolutely covered up. Before we run out of time, product parts, primers, is it getting any better?
No. We are seeing some bullets show up now that we haven't seen in a while. We are seeing a little bit more powder. Primers are totally non-existent. Stuff I should be paying $30 and $1,000 for, I'm paying over $100 a thousand for. Titanium, we use about 2 inches of titanium into building our brakes. Hmm. Used to cost us $15. It's now $100, if you can even find it.
Wow, that's crazy.
Remember, 90% of titanium comes from Russia, so there's one big problem right there.
Absolutely. Folks, go to their website, mgarmsinc.com, mgarmsinc.com. Check out their entire lineup. Great folks. Very, very customer service oriented. Hey, I've relied on them for years, and I don't make a lot of endorsements, but I will for MG Arms and Carrie O'Day and his wife, Carol. Go see them. Carrie, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
I always appreciate you. You're a good man, and what you educate these people about with your magazine and the radio show is unbeatable. It's a great help to every hunter and fisherman out there.
Well, and he's a big contributor. Folks, you can read his articles every month. We got to go. Carrie O'Day is our guest from MG Arms. Folks, we still got more of the show headed your way, so stick around.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Coming up September 13th, Lake Ray Hubbard Chapter, Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Roy City. Go to ducks.org. The Rice Belt Chapter in El Campo. Again, ducks.org. That is on the 15th of September. Also the 15th, San Marcos DU in San Marcos, ducks.org. September 17th, the 9th annual West End Anglers Kid Fish 2 tournament at the West End Galveston Isle, Sea Isle, fishwestend.com. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. And want everybody to know that Hybrid Lights, the official mobile light provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, have flashlights, headlamps, work lamps, lanterns. The products charge with a USB or any light source and will hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, they can charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners, go to their website at hybridlight.com, and for 20% off, type in the discount code TEXAS20. Again, TEXAS20 for 20% off at hybridlights.com. I want to thank our guest today, good friend, Kerry O'Day, MG Arms, mgarmsinc.com. If you have any shooting needs, go see him. Read his articles every month in Texas Outdoors Journal. And through this coming week, y'all be safe, because we want you back next week. Same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at pluralsight.com and see for yourself.